very sadly, today we can confirm that a further 6 people have died as a result of COVID-19, bringing the total number of confirmed deaths to 140. So to all the families and friends of those people who have lost, I am so sorry for your loss. Our thoughts are with you all as you not only come to try to come to terms with the loss of a loved one, but to do so in the most challenging and the most heartbreaking of circumstances. And to everyone who has lost someone during this time, whether it has been a result of coronavirus or not, you are not forgotten. Your loved ones are not forgotten. And we stand with you and we send our most sincerest of condolences. It's crucially important that we have a very clear picture of the impact of COVID-19 right across our community. And I know there are many people who are concerned around the reporting of COVID-19 deaths outside of hospital settings and particularly in our care homes. And we all know that our elderly population is particularly susceptible to the effects of this disease. And we also know that care homes are particularly vulnerable. And it is a welcome development that NISRA will now be publishing weekly reports on the deaths and suspected deaths related to COVID-19 in care homes. I think these statistics, whenever they're available, will be sobering, and I believe that they will reflect a truer picture of the devastation that is caused by COVID-19. It will bring home to us all just how serious this situation is, and more importantly, why we all must continue to follow that crucial advice. To stay at home and only go out if you absolutely have to keep that safe distance of 2 metres away from others, and don't go out if you don't have to, and keep washing your hands. Because it's because of those actions that we are saving lives.